Shalom, today's daf yomi is Menachos daf chaf aleph Menachos 21. And back in our Mishnah in Shekalim chapter 7, Mishnah 7, we learned that the Bezin, that the court, made many takonos with respect to sacrifices. And one of those takonos was that the Kohanim are permitted to benefit from the salt of Hekdesh, from the salt of the temple. So the Gemara discusses the details of this takana. The Gemara says that we learned in the Mishnah in Shekalim that Al HaMelech Val Eitzim Shiu Kohanim Neosin Bahen, that the Kohanim are allowed to benefit from salt of Hekdesh and the wood of Hekdesh, that they're allowed to benefit. So that's what the Mishnah states. So Shmuel analyzes this. Shmuel says, Lo Shanu, when does this law apply? El Lekarbanam, only for their own sacrifices. Oh, for the sacrifices. Lekarbanam. Avalachilolo, but it doesn't apply. This law that they are not allowed to, that they are allowed to benefit from the salt does not apply to consumption. So the Gemara analyzes Shmuel's statement, which is itself an analysis of the Mishnah. And the Shmuel says, initially, what did you think Shmuel was saying? My Lekarbanam, when it says that they're allowed to use, the Kohanim are allowed to use the salt for their own benefit. Limloach Karbanam, that it was to salt their sacrifice. Meaning to say that it was permitted for them to use the salt of Hekdesh to salt the sacrifices that they're bringing. And what is it prohibited to do? La'chila, la'chilas kachim. They're not allowed to use the salt to eat the kachim, to eat their sacrificial food. But now we say it's not possible to interpret that Shmuel's statement that way. Why? Because hashto l'moch oros kachim, because we know that it's even permitted to salt the hides of the kachim using their salt of the sacred food. And the hides of the kachim are actually not kachim at all. They're actual not holy. They're chulim. So therefore, if that's permitted, yavinan lachilos for lemloch oros kachim yavinan lachilos kachim. Well, yavinan, if we're allowed to use it to salt the hides, for sure we can use it to eat their carbon, which is actual sacrificial food. Because we stayed in the brisa nimtzei satelmer that bishlosha makomos, there are three places where the salt was kept in the temple. One place was belishka samelach, in the chamber of salt, valgabia kevesh, upon the ramp of the altar, uberosho shel mizbeach, and upon the head of the altar, the top of the altar. And then Bryce explains, why was it kept in the chamber of salt? Shesham mochen oros kodashim, because that's where they salted the hides of the sacrificial animals. And why was it kept on the ramp? Shesham mochem es haivarim, that there they salted the limbs of the animals before the animal limbs went up onto the altar itself, onto the fire, and on the head of the altar, shesham mochen kometz, because that's where they salted the kometz of the mincha and the levona and the ketores, and the mincha of the kohanim and the mincha of the kohen mashiach and the mincha of the nesachim and the olas of. All those things were salted from the salt that was on the top of the altar itself. So therefore, Gemara says, let's reanalyze what Shmuel is saying. What is he saying? He says, what does it mean that they're allowed to salt their carbon? L'achilas carbonam, that they're allowed to salt, when it says l'mor carbonam, that's not the part that was burnt, but the part that was eaten. That's what they were allowed to salt. And what does it mean when it says that they can't, that they're not allowed to use the salt of Hekdesh for eating? That's achilah d'chulam. They can't use their salt for just regular food that they would eat. That they can't use the sacred salt for. So the Gemara says, that's obvious. Chulam shita. What would they even think? My bohasam. Why would they think that it could be used? And it's not even allowed to enter into the courtyard. Someone says, yeah, we might have thought that they could use it because there are certain circumstances where the Kohanim were specifically told with respect to a mincha, to a grain offering, where they weren't going to get filled from the grain offering, that they were supposed to eat chulin and truma by eating the food outside the courtyard and then go in to eat the grain offerings. We might have thought that for this reason they could also use the salt on that food, which they were supposed to eat, so that they're eating the mincha on a full stomach. So that's why we have to be told that they can't use it. In this context, the Gemara also cites a teaching, and the teaching states that kol kohen, and this is what Rabbi Yehuda says, heyed beb l'churi biyam, that kol kohen sheshokel eino chotet, which that the communal offerings were supposed to come from machatzis a shekel, a half a shekel that all of the Bnei Yisrael were supposed to give in the month of Adar for the communal offerings. But so Ben Bukhri stated in Yavna, any kohen who contributes to this is not sinning. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai responded, no, that it's just the opposite. Any kohen who does not give is sinning, meaning to say not that they're not doing anything wrong if they give, but rather the Kohanim themselves have to contribute. Because what was the reason why the Kohanim thought that they didn't have to give and they had to be taught that they need to give? Because there's a verse that states in Leviticus chapter 6, verse 16, the entire offering of the Kohen, the entire grain offering, is entirely supposed to be burned. Kol Minchas Kohen Kohil Tiyah Lo Te'achel. And so therefore, the Kohanim figured, since there are certain offerings which they do get to eat from, for example, the Mincha of the Omer and the Kohanim thought that if I contribute, that means it's going to have to be burned. So therefore, I'll do the holy thing and not contribute. Because otherwise, they're going to be benefiting from their contribution. And their contribution was supposed to be burned. So that was the thought process that they thought, maybe I don't have to give. And so for this reason, we say no, that the Kohen also has to give to the communal offering. The Or Nefesh takes this idea and says, what is Rabbi Yochanan saying? Any Kohen that doesn't give is sinning, because the Kohen is thinking to himself, he's saying, oh, really, this is my offering, but really, that's not the case, that he's thinking that the communal offering is coming from him, but it's not. And so he's thinking he's elevating himself above other people by thinking that it's his offering, and that's why he's to say no, you need to give to this communal offering, it's not yours. But that thought process of yours was showing that you think it's all about you, and that's why we have to say, though, the Kohen too has to contribute, and don't be so holy and think, oh, if I contribute, then I can't benefit from this offering, because that's not the case at all.